Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome to this as well as your own family or personal altar. First thing before you do other things, it should be God's first in our lives as we wake up daily. Also engage in whatever faith prophetic action we may be led to take for the day. They work wonders. Welcome also to Tuesday, the 14th day in July, as usual. Please open your hands and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. God will satisfy you early. Every closed door shall now open for you. Touch your forehead gently to receive this prayer. Every purpose of God for your life shall stand. No power of darkness, opposition or limitation will cancel God's agenda for you and your children. I'm hearing in my spirit, pray for everyone enduring pains, struggling with pains, physical or emotional. He said, pray for those enduring pains, pains endurance. Those concerned, they know themselves as I speak. You are one of them if you are going through a tough time at work, in your marriage, in the community, in the market, with your boss, with your husband or your in-laws. If you are going through hardship, if you are under pressure of any area of life, pressure too difficult for you to bear, if you are intimidated, blackmailed, betrayed, embarrassed, insulted, exploited, or denied, I speak as I receive from the Holy Ghost. If your case has been mentioned, or any of your loved ones, you may want to stand in the gap for them. Lay your two hands on your chest, I mean your bosom. I bow my knees on this holy altar. I touch the oil on my head. I point my hand to your direction by faith, no matter where you are on earth. Receive a quick divine intervention. Whatever the pain is, and no matter how it came, be set free. Be let go. Yokes break by fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost, forces and powers, oh, behind your travail, visible or invisible, human agent involved or not, come under God's divine judgment now. Be consumed by fire. Let go your victim now. Now, I say now. Beloved, you are set free. Something snapped. I heard it in my spirit. You start witnessing rapid changes in good areas of your life. Send your testimonies. When you start seeing relief and changes, and whatever the Spirit of God instructs you to do, whatever steps He asks you to take, obey. Do so by faith. You will see the hand of God. July 14th, celebrant your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. As you grow in age, so will you grow in grace, in relevance and impact and result. Happy birthday. Now to teachings, to counseling and mentoring. Listeners, listen carefully. Make your notes and apply. First issue today. Good morning, sir. Please, my question is about prostate enlargement among men. I discovered that a lot of Christians are not seeing this and is giving me concern. Is it because of our faithfulness to our wives, of which many of them will not even allow intimacy, most of the time feigning tiredness or loss of interest? I am not sure if the issue of prostate enlargement is rampant among other religions that are allowed to have many wives. Wow. You have raised a major issue that has to do with men today. And I want medical doctors in the house, especially urologists, to get ready to address this for us after I have said the much that I know. Prostate enlargement is very common in men, especially as they get older. It is not primarily caused by having less sexual activities. No, the main cause is aging, especially after 50, hormonal changes in testosterone, family history, obesity, excess weight, lack of physical activities, a sedentary life, and long-term inflammation of the prostate. Symptoms of an enlarged prostate include frequent urination, especially at night, difficulty starting urinating, weak urine stream, feeling that the bladder does not empty completely, an urgent need to urinate. Men are advised to see their doctors when you begin to notice these symptoms, the urologists especially. There is no medical proof that less sexual activities is responsible for prostate enlargement. Christian men, please, fellow pastors, see your medical doctors, GOs and all, if you are affected. Don't just be faith in this. Don't just be saying by faith. No. See your doctor on time. Many precious brothers, men of God, general overseer, and key men of God had been lost painfully when they allow prostate enlargement to go cancerous. I check with my urologist regularly, and I take to his instruction and advice. Doctors in the house, please speak to us on this important subject. Next, good evening, sir. I married my husband legally with 3 children. Quarrel happened and we separated. My family said I should not allow him again because they are the one taking care of the 3 children and myself because my husband refused to take responsibility. Now he has impregnated another girl and they've been living together. What do I do, sir? I still need my husband back, and I don't want to offend my parents. Wow. You need your husband back? Why did you allow the separation in the first instance? If you are still ready to go back and live with this kind of character you describe here, why not endure the hardship then? He separated from you, abandoned you and his 3 children, now with another lady already pregnant for him, and you are saying you want to go back, it shows that you are also an idle woman, a layback, no career, no business, no earning power. How did you grow up this way? My counsel for you is to reinvent yourself and your life. You are lucky to have parents that can carry you, your body, and that of your children, 3 children, when it is you that is supposed to be taking care of them at this time. You must have wasted your youthful days. Please build a career, learn a trade, be earning money on your own to take good care of yourself and your 3 children. Take your mind off this man. Face your life and get close to your God. God will sort you out of this mess. If you are serious enough with God, knowing God and serving Him, He can touch the heart of this man to seek you back again, and that time he will be a new person, a changed man. If you go begging him now, he will further insult and ridicule you the more. This is a bitter lesson for all young daughters listening to me today. Don't let your own life go this way. This is a poor specimen. Build your own life and your future. Marry only a man who is God-fearing and have character, who will add value to your life. Work to earn and own your own money. I cannot say that too often or too loud enough to ladies, to wives, to women. Write, rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Somebody needs to hear this that you know. Do so daily. Pay your tithe and sow your seed as God gives you the grace. TPGF is a fertile soil to sow your tithe and all the other seeds. Our seed of 777 for the month is still on. We were led into sowing seed according to the month, January to December, month 1 to 12. And we discovered that it's working wonders, so we kept doing it. Do yours as you have faith. We don't force, compel, we don't frighten, we don't coerce, we don't condemn, and we don't put pressure on anyone to sow seed or pay tithe on this platform. No, you do as God gives you the grace. We teach scripturally and practically. We share testimonies and our examples, and will encourage leaders to do as God may lay on their heart and as they have financial capacity to do, without feeling guilty at all. None of us can finance God's project, and God is not broke. Tithing, giving seed, and making sacrifice is for our own sake. So if you require us to give you the commission's account for your regular tithing, battle, thanksgiving, and all the sacrificial seed we give, send a chat request, or please send me the commission's account to +234 809 789 4000. As God gives you the grace and faith, do each time. People are still sowing C71 up. You still can do your own. The date is not closed. It is when you are able and as you have faith to do. I prophesy to everyone's life, you will have grace to fulfill your purpose. Destiny enhancers, destiny helpers will be positioned for you. Angels in form of men, men in form of angels shall come your way and that of your children. Your fears will not happen. What people thought you cannot do, you cannot get again, will happen very soon. God will do a major miracle that will deepen your faith in Him. What God cannot do does not exist. God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. TPGF, answer me. Truly blessed. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day.